We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Episode 1171 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is on being done on Saturday, and it has one of those tough interview questions that I think people, well, they don't do as well on them as they should, and it's really not that difficult. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show. And by the way, if you're interested in my coaching, you listen to the end of the podcast. There's information there about how to reach out to me. I'll also mention that if you're not interested in coaching, you know, you can call me or video me, and we can talk about your questions. I talk about that at the end of the show as well. Now, with that, let's get going. Here's one of those fun interview questions. You know, it's a question that's designed to, not through the specific of the answer, but the explanation that follows, cause you to reveal things about yourself that you probably shouldn't reveal. So here's the question. What have you done professionally that you've succeeded at, but isn't an experience you'd ever want to repeat? I love that question. Now, here are three possible ways to answer. First of all, first way you can answer it is by talking about some menial task that you had to do. But you have to make sure that you don't describe it as being unsatisfying and as though you're above it all. You know, you think like a sports team. There are people in baseball who have to sacrifice themselves in order to move a runner over. Well, you can talk about that time you swept the floor or stuffed envelopes. And, you know, you understand the importance of the role. The place has to stay clean. You know, envelopes have to go out. And, you know, you did it well. But it's not something that really causes your mind to stay active. You coped with it. You put best effort into it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not something you enjoy doing. That's one way to answer it. Then another way is by talking about something that was team related. You know, you worked on this project with other people, and you described your role on it. Maybe there were difficult personalities on it. Maybe there were people who just couldn't see eye to eye, and a lot of the team was bumping heads with one another. You tried to be a mediator at times and work on getting collaboration, but there were some personalities there who just didn't want to collaborate. They just wanted to rule. And you talk about, you know, your efforts. We got the thing going. You contributed to making it effective. Some people got ostracized on the project. It was a tough experience, but you all pulled together, almost all of you pulled together and brought it home. Third way to answer it, you did something that was really hard. You know, you have to talk about what made it hard. Maybe it was because it was poorly planned. Maybe it was badly executed. Whatever it was. Don't talk about the blame. Talk about the difficulty in delivering what it was that everyone had committed to do. And maybe it was the planning, you weren't involved with that. But at the end of the day, you did your part, others did theirs, some people didn't do it. It eventually came through. It wasn't necessarily on time. You know, you get the idea. But you know, the idea is talk about something extremely hard, probably from a planning standpoint, being the failure is the easiest case to work with. And then work from there and describing what made it so hard. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable.
That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, an emphasis on interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
Total Wine & More is a wonderland to explore. Thousands of wines and spirits, unexpected pairings and great gifts, low prices and helpful guides. Make the holidays magical at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.